Today's Amud is Megillah Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah is going to be a list of idea of things, mitzvahs, things that we do, that you need to have a minyan in order to perform them. So says the Mishnah that the first thing is Ein Parsin Al Shema. We're not Pyres Al Shema without a minyan. Rashi explains there's actually really two ways of learning Rashi, but the idea is if you have a minyan of people that they come to shul after the tzibur already finished davening. So what they do is one of the people gets up, he says Kaddish, he says Baruch Hu, and they say the first bracha of Kriya Shema. It's called Pirsin Al Shema, pras is a half, like we have Kibichte Achilas pras is eating half a loaf of bread. So Pirsin Al Shema is saying like half of the Shema, and it's referring to these people who they come shul after the tzibur already davened. The Machlekes Bedas Rashi is whether this tzibur already davened by themselves b'yichidus, or they didn't daven yet, they're just coming late to shul, and they haven't davened yet. But whichever way it is, so it's this tzibur that they come late to shul, so they do this thing, this concept of parsin al shema, and for this you need to have a minyan. V'ein oivrin lefnei ha'teva, and you don't have a chazan, you don't have chazaras ha'shatz without a minyan. V'ein na'isin askapehem, you don't have berkas kehanim without a minyan. Now even though berkas kehanim is part of chazaras ha'shatz, luchera, what's the chiddush? If you don't have chazaras ha'shatz without a minyan, so then of course you're not going to have berkas kehanim. The answer is that you could have Chazaras Hashatz, where you start off with a minyan, and then once you have a minyan when you start off, and someone walks out, so the halacha is you're allowed to complete the Chazaras Hashatz. So now, what's going to be when you get up to Birkas Kehanim? So when you get up to Birkas Kehanim, being that there's no minyan, you won't be able to have Birkas Kehanim. So that's how you can have it, that you have a minyan for Chazaras Hashatz, but you don't have a minyan for Birkas Kehanim, and Birkas Kehanim needs to have a minyan. V'ein Kairim Batayra, you don't have Kriyas Atayra without a minyan. Vein maftirin benavi, and you don't say the maftir without a minyan. Vein oisin maimen umayshav. So this is talking about during a levaya process. So Rashi explains that as they were bringing the mace to kfura, so they would stop a few times and they would stand up and they would settle where they were and they would give a hesped and then they would continue walking and they would do it again 7 times on their way to bury the mace. That's maimen umayshav. And you don't do that without a minyan, as we'll see in the Gemara, the reason. Ve'ein oimrem berkas avelim. We also, you don't say berkas avelim without a minyan. We'll see in the Gemara what berkas avelim refers to. Ve'tanchume avelim. You don't do tanchume avelim. Tanchume avelim is referring to that which the people comforting the avelim, so they get into rows after the kvura. They get into 2 rows, and the Ava walks in between the 2 rows. That's called Tanchume Avelim. A person needs to have a minyan in order to do Tanchume Avelim. Uberkas Chasanim. Also, Sheva Brachos. You need to have a minyan for Sheva Brachos. Ve'en Mezamnin Bashem. You don't say a Zimun using the Shem Hashem. You don't say Elokeinu with the Zimun unless you have a minyan. All these things you don't do with Pachos Me'asara. All these things you don't do if you have less than 10 people. All these things you need to have a minyan. Ubekarkois tisha vekayin. When it comes to karka that became hektish, a person was makdish a field, and then he wants to redeem it from hektish, so you have to assess how much the karka is worth. How do you assess how much the karka is worth? You use 9 Yisraelim, 9 people, and then a kayin, so it's 10 people in total, but one of them needs to be a kayin. So it's also another thing that needs a minyan, a different type of minyan, because 1 of the 10 needs to be a kayin. Va'adam ki yaitze bahet, which the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah almost sounds like, that if you have a person that's Hektish, and you want to redeem the person from Hektish, so that's also the same, that you need a minion of people, and 1 of the 10 needs to be a Kayin, but we'll see in the Gemara that doesn't really make any sense, because a person cannot become Hektish. So we'll see in the Gemara what this last line of the Mishnah really means. Says the Gemara now, Minani mili, how do we know this concept of minion? How do we know that a Davar Shebikdusha requires a minion? So Amr Bchiya Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yechanan, the Amr Akra, the Pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. So we learn that from this Pasuk of V'nikdashti, and you should sanctify me, b'soich, Bnei Yisrael, so that kol davar shebikdusho lo yehei pachas me'asara. B'soich Bnei Yisrael refers to a minyan, 10 people. So we learn from here that when is it v'nikdashti? When is it that you could say a davar shebikdusho? Only when you're b'soich Bnei Yisrael, only when you have a minyan of Jews, only when you have 10 people. So I asked the Gemara, my mashma, how does b'soich Bnei Yisrael show you that we're talking about 10? V'nikdashti b'soich Bnei Yisrael. You should only say davar shebikdusho when you're b'soich Bnei Yisrael. Where do you see that b'soich Bnei Yisrael refers to a minyan, that refers to 10 people? Says the Gemara, the Tanya Reb Chiya. It's like that which Reb Chiya taught, that asiya soich toich. We learn how the gzeir shava of toich toich. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, v'nikdashti b'soich Bnei Yisrael. So it says this word of b'soich. Uksiv hasam, and it says, by kairach, so the lashon of the pasuk is, hibadlu mitoich ha'eda. It says to separate from mitoich the eda. And how many people were by kairach? It was 10. The Eda over there was referring to 10 people. So from there we know that b'soich, b'soich, we can make a gzeir shavo, that the b'soich that it says by the pasuk of v'nikdashti, b'soich b'nei Yisrael, that that's also referring to 10 people. However, the question is how do you know that the Eda by kairach was referring to 10 people? Who says the Eda by kairach was 10? So says the Gemara, v'asya Eda Eda. For that we have a gzeir shavo of Eda Eda, that Eda refers to 10 people. Where do we know that Eda refers to 10? Dechziv Hasam, it says, by the Meraglim, Admasai La'Eda Hara Hazois. And how long is there you're going to have this bad Eda? This Eda Hara Hazois? So now, how many were in the Eda Ra? There were 12 Meraglim, but two of them weren't Ra. There was Yeshua and Kalev, who were Tzadikim. So how many were part of the Eda Ra? It was 10. So Ma'ala Halon Asara, just like over there, the Eda is referring to 10. Afkan Asara, so too by Kairach. When it says, Hibadnu Misaycha Eda, there it's referring to, an Eda is referring to 10 people. And then over there it says, Alashon of Misaych, and by V'nikdashti B'saych B'nei Yisrael. It also says, Alashon of Misaych, of B'toych. So there we learn out that v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael is referring to 10 people. So from there we learn out that in order to say davar shebikdusha, you need to have 10 people. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva regarding this, a very big kula. Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe in Archaim Chilik Aleph Simen Chav Gimel, he says that being that the home makar for a minyan, how do we know that a minyan is 10 people? That to say davar shebikdusha, you know that you need to have 10 people. Ultimately, we know it from the Meraglim. We learn it out from Kairach, and that Eda we know from the Meraglim. Now, by the Meraglim, it was the Eda Ra. It was people that were Apikarsim. So says Rav Moshe, you see from there that even an Apikares is mitzdarif to a minyan that allows you to be able to say a davar shebikdusha. I believe he says there that it maybe doesn't count for tefillah b'tzibur, that if one of the people there is not Shomer Shabbos, he's Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesia, so that maybe it's not Tehillah B'tzibur, but at least it's Mesarv to a minyan that you're allowed to say Kaddish, you're allowed to have Chazar Sashatz. That's Rav Moshe's big kula that he picks, that he took out from this Gemara, because it says that being that the whole idea of minyan is learned out from the Meraglim, so you see that even a person who's not Bikaris is able to be Mitzarv to a minyan. The Mishnah mentioned that we don't do this process of Maimon U'Moshav. We said on the way to the Levaya, so they would stop and they would stand and give another hesped and then continue 7 times. So you don't do that with less than 10 people. So says the Gemara, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, Kevin Devay Lememar Imdu Yikarim Amaydu Shavu Yikarim Shavu. Since the one leading the process, he has to say, he says, stand up, Yikarim, stand up. Or he says, sit down, Yikarim, sit down. He refers to the Tzibur as Yikarim. So therefore, Batzir Me'asara Lavay Rechara. To have less than 10 people, that wouldn't be Derech Eretz. Interesting, Rashi says, what does it mean it's not Derech Eretz? Because if we give this title of Yikarim, when there's only, let's say, 5 people there, so then what's going to be left when you have 10 people? If we're already calling 5 people Yikarim, so what are you going to call 10 people? So it's going to end up leading to a bazillion of the 10 if you're going to give this chash of a title of Yikarim to the 5. So therefore, we need to make sure that you have 10. Interesting limud, interesting reason. But that's what the Gemara says. That's why you need to have 10 people by this process of Amidah v'Yeshiva. Ve'in aimer berchas aveilam uberchas chasanim. Also, berchas aveilam, so we said we're going to see in the Gemara what that refers to, and berchas chasanim, referring to shever brachos, so that also needs a minyan. My berchas aveilam, what does berchas aveilam even refer to? Says the Gemara, berchas rechava. It's referring to the bracha that they give in the street. So this refers to the first suda that they would have after the kfura. So the people, everyone else would give the food for the avil. The avil can't eat his own food. So they would make food for the avil, and they would feed him in the street. And they would give him a bracha during this suda. They would give the avul a bracha. Some say during benching they would give him the bracha. But they would give him this bracha, and that bracha is what's referred to as birchas ruchava, or in the Mishnah's terminology, birchas avela, and that bracha requires a minyan. Says the Gemara, the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, that birchas avelim ba'asara, that birchas avelim needs to have a minyan, ve'ein avelim in a minyan. But the avelim themselves, they don't count towards the 10. There needs to be 10 people being menachem the avelim. And birchas chasanim ba'asara, also by shever brachos, the halacha is that you need a minyan. However, by shever brachos, v'chasanim in a minyan, the chasanim are from the minyan, they do count towards the minyan, and the makar for that is learned out, we'll see in Ksuvas. Another halacha the Mishnah mentioned is that you don't say Elokeinu when you have a zimun unless you have 10 people. Says the Gemara, because kaven debayit lemeimer nevarach lelokeinu, since you, if you want to say Hashem's name, you're going to say nevarach lelokeinu, batzer me'asara lava yirach ara. Let's have less than 10 people, and to say Hashem's name, that's already not darach ara. If you want to say Hashem's name, you need to have a chashav ha'maimed, you need to have 10 people. If you don't have 10 people, so it's not darach ara, it's to be saying lelokeinu. V'ha'karkois tisha v'koyein v'adam kyoitziban. We're going to focus on first on the karkais. So on karkais, on redeeming karka from hektish, so we said there also you need to have a minyan. And not only that, but one of the 10 needs to be a kayin. So says the Gemara Minani Mili, where do we know this halacha from? That you need to have a minyan, and that one of the 10 needs to be a kayin. Amar Shmuel says it's learnt out because asara kayhanim ksuvim beparsha. Because by the parsha of redeeming karka from hektish, so it says the word kayin, it says it 10 times. So chana gufei, one is to teach us that you need to have a kayin, so that already teaches us one person, that you need to have a kayin. And then the idach, the other 9 times it says kayin, so havi miyat achar miyat. So it's a miyat achar miyat. A kayin is a limiting word. It's saying only a kayin, not a Yisrael, not a Levi. And when you have a miyat, and then you have another miyat again, it says kayin. And then I already know you need a kayin. And it says kayin again, so in miyat achar miyat, elul rabbis. The halacha is that any time you have a miyat in the Torah, after we already had a miyat, so then we say it's actually coming to be marbe. So therefore we learn from here that the one time it says kayin, the first out of the 10 that says kayin, that teaches us that you need to have a kayin, the next 9 is all miyat achar miyat. So being that the next 9 is all miyat achar miyat, so that teaches us that the other 9 is actually Yisraelim. So it's tisha Yisraelim v'chad kayin. So it's 9 Yisraelim and 1 kayin. That's what makes up the minyan to perform the assessing the value of the karka when you want to redeem karka from hektish. So it's 10 people. Only one of them needs to be a kayin. From the 10 times it says kayin, the first one teaches us you need a kayin. The other 9 is referring to a Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, ve'ema chamisha kayhanim v'chamisha Yisraelim. Really, we should say that it's 5 kayhanim and 5 Yisraelim. The first time it says kayin, that teaches me a kayin. The next time it says kayin, it's redundant. I already knew you needed a kayin. So it's ein miyat achar miyat el rabbis. Great, so you need a Yisrael. The next time it says kayin, so now I needed to say kayin, because the previous kayin was really referring to Yisrael. So then the third time, it should actually be referring to a kayin. The fourth one is a miyat achar miyat referring to Yisrael. Fifth one, an actual kayin. Sixth one is a miyat achar miyat, and so on and so forth. And so really, you should need 5 kehanim and 5 Yisraelim. So says the Gemara Kasha, that's a good Kasha. Meaning we know that Allah is not like that, but it's a good Kasha, why don't we make the Drasha like that? That really it's 5 Kehanim and 5 Yisraelim. Lamai said that's not the Allah. Allah is as it stated in our Mishnah, that you only need to have 1 Kayin, but it's a good Kasha on the Drasha. Va'adam ki yaitse behen. So then we concluded the Mishnah, and we said that the person's the same way. Seemingly, that when you want to redeem a person from Hektish, you have a person that became Hektish. And you want to redeem him from Hektish, so when you want to assess his value, you need to have a minion of people, and one of them needs to be a Kayin. Says the Gemara, Adam mi Kaddish. Could a person become Hektish? What does the Mishnah even mean? Says the Gemara, Amr Bevayu, Ba'aymer Demei Alai. Now, a person himself can't become Hektish. The goof of the person can't become hektish, but a person's able to pledge his value to hektish. And therefore, when we want to know how to assess his value, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. If a person says his value as a slave on the market, so we want to know how much is his value. For that, you need to have a minion of people to assess his value, and one of them is a kayin. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that's the halacha, that a person says he's pledging his value as a slave to Hekdesh. So Shamin is like Eved. So we evaluate him like an Eved. Taisa says like an Eved Ivri, like a person who sold for 6 years. We evaluate how much he's worth over the next 6 years as a slave. Now, being that we evaluate him as an Eved, the Eved is Kash Lekarkois. We know that an Eved is compared to Karka. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, it puts Eved and Karka together. It says this, it's really talking about Eved Kanani, but it says that Visnachaltem Oysam of Nechem Achrechem, Lareshes Achuza. So it talks about Eved Kanani, and then it talks about Lareshes Achuza as like an inheritance, as a Karka, which is a term for Karka. So you see that Karka and Eved are compared to each other. So just like when we're evaluating the person's value, since we evaluate him as an Eved, so it makes sense that the halacha is going to be similar to Karka. That just like by Karka we said it's 10 people and one of them is a Kayin, so too when a person says the Me'alai, we evaluate him as an Eved, and the way we evaluate him is with a minion, 9 Yisraelim and 1 Kayin.